You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. After being stuffed in a neglected corner of the Idaho Capitol, where staff was the main audience, an exhibit on the state's first female legislators is moving to a brand new home. Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson reports on the makeover that was prompted by a young girl from Haley.
11-year-old Anna Visa loves politics. Just about every time she makes the two-hour drive with her mom, Nancy Visa, to Boise, she has one thing on her mind. She has to see Idaho's marbled capital.
My favorite area is the elevators. They're gold and they're awesome.
Last year when she was 10, the two had a new mission. Nancy says Anna wanted to spend a few hours combing through every corner of the building.
We enjoy just walking around, and in this particular trip, we were kind of going through every nook and cranny of the building, and that's when we discovered that.
What they discovered was a plaque dedicated to the history of Idaho's first women legislators. But Anna says she wasn't happy about it.
I thought it was very, very sad because, like, that should be out here with all the men, and it shows that women can make a change in the world.
They walked around a bit longer that day, but Nancy says her daughter just couldn't shake that feeling.
When we were there that day, she was standing there looking at it, and she told me, something doesn't feel right. I just don't feel right now. Then that's your body telling you something needs to change.
So, like any enterprising elementary school student who loves politics would do, Anna wrote a letter to one of her local legislators with the help of her mom.
Dear Senator Stennett, I was on a recent trip.
She talked about her recent trip to the Capitol and then got right to the point.
I personally believe that this important framed document should be placed in the main hall where several other important historical documents are hung. As a female, I'm discouraged that this document is in a hallway where people don't usually go and not shown where people can see it a lot more. I would like to see this changed, for it sends a message that men and women are not treated equally. Thank you, Anna.
Anna, like all fourth graders in the state, had taken a whole year of Idaho history lessons, but she never learned about these women. So let's take a minute to change that. Idaho became the second state in the country where women won the right to vote in 1896. 2 years later, Clara Campbell, Harriet Noble, and Mary Wright were elected from three different political parties.
I think their legacy is they jumped right into it and served as soon as they could. They all were active in introducing legislation.
That's Elizabeth Jaycox, a historian with TAG Historical Research in Boise. She says they further cemented women's right to vote, expanded powers for nonprofits, and preserved a hand-carved statue of George Washington that still sits in the Idaho Capitol today. Mary Wright even presided over the House for a day, possibly becoming the first woman in the country to ever do so, according to Jaycox.
The Statesman headline the next day read, House gavel wielded by a firm woman.
Anna had sent her letter to Senate Minority Leader Michelle Stennett right around election season last fall. It turns out her friend's mom, Muffy Davis, had just won a seat to the State House of Representatives and found out about her letter.
I agreed exactly with Anna that it was tucked away in a back corner in a hallway that not many people got to, so it needed to be moved to a more prominent location.
So she and Stennett got to work. The Idaho State Historical Society eventually yanked the plaque off the wall and moved it downstairs where it'll see much more foot traffic. I met up with Anna and her mom, Nancy, to find its new home.
Lead the way, and do you remember what it looks like, right?
No, not actually. No, I don't.
It really didn't take much time.
Oh, right there. That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
The same plaque is hanging on the wall, but the exhibit now has two glass display cases that'll rotate different artifacts related to these women. The first will be the gavel Mary Wright used when she temporarily became Madam Speaker for a day. Anna, who wants to be both a politician and a doctor when she grows up, says she hopes people take away an inspiring message from this.
Children can make a change. Kids my age can make a change, not just adults.
If nothing else, her potential future colleagues in the House or Senate can count on nothing slipping by her eagle eyes. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.
And we're joined in studio by James Dawson to tell us more about this story. So how did you find out about Anna and her love of politics?
Yeah, I mean, so reporters get tips all the time. Someone had kind of tipped me off, sent me an email saying, hey, you should check this out. So I got connected with Anna's mom, Nancy. We chatted back and forth a bit, and eventually we met up at the Idaho Capitol during one of the school breaks in October.
And tell me a little bit more about Anna. I mean, she's pretty incredible.
She is. I mean, so again, she's 11 years old. She wrote that letter when she was 10. She's got blonde hair, pulled back in a ponytail when I met up with her. She was a bit shy at first, but she opened up pretty quickly. And when we were talking, you could really see in her eyes just kind of how much she loved politics. She loved the Capitol. She loved the whole process. She told me she wanted to be a House or Senate page when she got into high school. And then, you know, just at the end, right, she wants to be a doctor and a politician. And since Idaho's legislature is part-time, you can absolutely do that.
We're going to see her, I swear, in one of these positions someday. So you were at the Capitol all the time as a political reporter.
Yep.
Had you ever seen this plaque?
No, not at all. So 90% of the time I'm taking the stairs, I'm kind of like exploring little back corners, but I've explored a bit on breaks, seen a few different displays around, but not this one. I mean, we're talking about a place on the first floor. That's where all of like the legislative staff offices are. And at least for right now, pending the outcome of this lawsuit, the state treasurer as well. And so this plaque was kind of shoved in this back little corner by the legislative library. There was a little stairwell leading down to the garden level, which is where most people go. So if you're a regular citizen,
you go to the garden level, right?
You either go to the garden level to testify or listen in on hearings. You're on the third or fourth floor where the chambers are, or on the second floor where you walk up the big stairs right in front of the Capitol. And in that rotunda where the governor's office is, the attorney general's office is, you're kind of sticking to that area. Right. And no one really goes on the first floor.
So they've moved it. Where have they actually moved it to in the Capitol building?
Yes. So they moved it down to the garden level. And if you are down there in the rotunda area, that's where they have these big historical displays talking about things that have happened in Idaho's past. Mm-hmm. And they have a bunch of different exhibits with different memorabilia in there. And now this will be part of it.
And that's so great, because if you've not been to the garden level in that area, there is so much to learn about about Idaho, but the State House as well.
Yeah, way more than you learned in Idaho history class.
Absolutely.
When I was in fourth grade. Yeah, exactly.
I've learned more about Idaho history because I did have a fourth grader that went through Idaho history class, and it is pretty incredible what they learn.
It is, absolutely.
Well, so impressed with Anna. Thanks for doing this story.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been talking with Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.